Shkoyach, good morning all.
Good morning, Rabbi.
Continuing in the halachos of netilas yadayim, so there's an interesting question of what type of water is permissible to be used to wash your hands? Meaning, let's say you turn on the water. We're so spoiled nowadays that we have natural running, we have running water through our pipes. So you turn on the water and it's a little bit brown, right? Sometimes they're working on the pipes or whatever, and so that might happen. So are you allowed to use that for netilas yadayim? And so essentially, the answer is as follows. If the water is so disgusting that some sort of like an animal, a dog, whatever, would not drink the water, then it's probably not okay. If, however, it's basically okay, it's basically clear, maybe a little tinted from the pipes or whatever, then it is okay. However, if it's let's say you have a crystal light. Let's say you put some crystal light in your water and you're looking for something to wash your hands with, and you see there's like this lemonade that's basically water with mixed in lemon powder. Would that be permissible to wash your hands with? And so the answer is no. It needs to be basically clear water. And again, if it's a little dirty from like the pipes, then perhaps it's okay. But in general, it should be clear water. Nowadays, we're so spoiled because back in the day, they never had clear water. But nowadays, we have such clear water that we should do the best that we can to make sure that the water is as clear as possible. When we wash our hands, we have to make sure that there's not a chatzitza, there's not a separation between our hands and the water. And so this becomes a major question with like wedding bands. If a person has a wedding band on, are they allowed to wash with it? And the simple answer is as follows. If you always keep the wedding band on or the wedding ring on, no matter what, you never take it off whatsoever, then it would seem like there's no problem keeping it on when you wash your hands as well. And I was actually just asked the other day, someone who they keep their wedding ring on for everything. When it comes to washing hands, they always thought there was a problem. No, there's no problem with keeping your ring on when you wash your hands, as long as it is always on no matter what. If you take it off for some things, then you should take it off for washing your hands as well. Let's say, and I got this question a few years ago, let's say you were dyeing something with your hands, and you now have this food coloring all over your hands or something of the like. Are you allowed to go ahead and wash your hands, do netilas yadayim, with this dye on your hands? And so the answer is very simple, that as long as it's not substantive, but it's just a little bit on the surface, then and you did your best you can to clean it off, so there's no issue with washing your hands with it. And more so, even if you're like a painter or a sofa or something like that, that you're always working with ink or always working with paint, and you have this substance on your hands, as long as it doesn't cover the majority of your hand, and as long as most people in that same field of work are not as concerned with it, so then you would not have any sort of an issue washing your hands, even with that stuff on your hands. Again, as long as you did the best you can to try to get it off beforehand. And finally, there is this question. Let's say you don't have a cup with you, and we're so, again, so spoiled nowadays that we could just turn on the faucet and, you know, it's magic, the water comes out of it. So are you allowed to wash your hands without a cup? And the answer is very simple. Yes, you can wash your hands without a cup, but you have to be the one to cause the water to come out. So therefore, if you don't have a cup with you, the very simple trick that you can use is just turn on the faucet on and off. So turn it on, get one hand, off, turn on again, use it for the other hand, and so on and so forth. But again, ideally, you should use a cup as much as possible. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.